Title: Glue Old School DNB Sub for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build an old school drum and bass sub that stays solid and confident, while everything above it goes full rag of chaos. Think steady low end foundation, and then you can throw vocals, sirens, rewinds, edits, whatever you want on top without the mix turning to soup. Today's focus is automation. Not automation for fancy tricks, but automation for control. We're going to make the sub behave differently in the intro, in the drop, and in those hectic fill moments, without changing the bass line into some complicated monster. Classic rule: sub stays simple, mono, stable, everything else can get rowdy. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to something in the jungle pocket, 170 to 175 BPM. I'll use 174. Go to arrangement view and create four tracks. One MIDI track called SUB. Then drums, which can be audio tracks or a drum rack. Then Rag Avito X is an audio track. And an SFX or edits track for risers, sirens, impacts, all that good chaos. If you've got multiple drum tracks, group them and name it Drum Bus. This is important, because we're going to sidechain the sub from the drums in a consistent way. Now let's build the actual sub sound. Beginner friendly and bulletproof. On the SUB MIDI track, load operator. We're keeping this clean. Use oscillator A only. Set it to a sine wave. Level at 0 dB. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D so we're not accidentally making harmonics before we're ready. Now the amp envelope. This is where beginners often get clicks or sloppy tails. Set attacks super fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. That little bit of release stops clicking when notes end, but still keeps the bass tight. If you're doing held notes, keep sustain up at 0 dB. If you're doing plucky notes, you can drop sustain way down and use decay, but for now, held notes are easier for stability. If the sign feels too clean and polite, you can switch oscar to triangle. That's still old school, still pure, just a bit more edge. Or we keep sign and add harmonics later with saturation. That's usually the safest way. Now, let's write a simple rolling sub pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on SUB. Pick a key that behaves well in the low end. F, F sharp, or G are common for a reason. They hit hard without destroying your headroom. Let's go with F. Here's the mindset. Your sub pattern is not the main character. The drums and rag bits will do the talking. The sub is the wall underneath everything. So keep most notes on the root, like a F1, and only occasionally jump to the fifth, like C2, or the octave, F2. Rhythm-wise, start simple. One longer note on the downbeat, then a few shorter notes that roll around the kick pattern. If you're not sure, just mirror the kick moments and add one or two offbeat notes for motion. And a huge coaching tip right here: if the sub feels inconsistent, don't immediately reach for more compression. First, check your MIDI note lengths. Overlaps and messy tails can cause random booms, especially depending on how the synth retriggers its envelope. Clean note endings can fix mystery loud notes instantly. Now we build the glue chain. Dock Ableton devices only, in a specific order. On the SUB track, first add EQ8. Put a high pass filter at about 20 to 30 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. You can't really hear that rumble, but your limiter can, and it eats headroom. This one move makes your whole track louder and cleaner later. Next, add saturator. Choose a mode like soft sign or analog clip. Drive around +2 to +6 dB, and make sure soft clip is on. Then compensate with the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. When you saturate a sub, it will feel better just because it got louder, so always level match. What are we doing here? We're creating harmonics so the bass is still felt on small speakers. Not turning it into a reese, just giving it enough grit to translate. Next, add a compressor for gentle leveling before we do any pumping. Ratio about 2 to 1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the front of the note doesn't get crushed. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then set the threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest notes. This compressor is not for groove. It's for consistency. After that, add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, because it tends to move really nicely for DNB. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction most of the time. And if you need extra peak safety, you can turn on soft clip here too. Think of it as tidy control, not aggression. Finally, add utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. This is non-negotiable for classic sub. Wide bass is weak bass, and it will collapse in clubs and in mono playback. Then adjust utility gain so you're not clipping anywhere. At this point, You should have a sub that sounds stable and boring in the best way, like a reliable engine. Now we add sidechain. This is where the sub breathes around the drums. After the glue compressor, add another compressor at the end of the chain, dedicated to sidechain only. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your drum bus, or your kick track if you have the kick isolated. Set ratio to 4:1. Attack very fast, 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release in the 60 to 120 millisecond range. At 174 BPM, a great starting pocket is about 80 to 110 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the kick hits. Here's the quick method to dial release like a producer instead of guessing. Loop one bar of kick and sub, and slowly move the release knob. You want the sub to return just before the next important drum hit. If it returns after, the groove feels late. If it returns way before, your kick won't read as clearly because the bass rushes back on top. Also, if the sub feels seasick and wobbly, your release is probably too long, or you're ducking too deep. Tighten release, or raise the threshold a touch. Cool. Now we get into the main topic. Automation. This is how we keep the low end locked while the arrangement goes wild. Press it to show automation lanes in arrangement view. We're going to build three repeatable scenes for the sub. Calm for intros and breaks. Drop for the main impact. And rewind or fill for those momentary tricks. First automation. Saturator dry. Find saturator. Pick drive. In commerce sections like intro or break, keep drive around plus 1 to plus 3 dB. In the drop, push it to plus 3 to plus 6 dB. This is one of those subtle moves that sounds way bigger than it looks. In the sub range, tiny changes are massive. Don't do huge sweeps. We're not trying to hear distortion, we're trying to feel confidence. Second automation, sidechain amount. Most people automate the sidechain compressor threshold because it's simple and predictable. Set your drop to a point where you're getting around 4 dB of ducking. Then in breakdowns, ease it off so you're only ducking 1 to 2 dB. Why? In a breakdown, you often want the sub to feel longer and more cinematic. In the drop, you want drums to punch cleanly through the bass, especially with ragga vocals and edits fighting for attention. Third automation, a sub safety EQ for vocal density. Ragga vocals and sirens love to stack in the low mids. That doesn't always mask the pure sub fundamental, but it can make the bass feel cloudy and undefined. Go to EQ 8 on the sub. Add a bell around 120 to 200 Hz. Set hue around 1.0 to 1.4. Keep it at 0 dB most of the time. Then only during dense vocal moments. Automate that bell down to about minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB. Notice what we're not doing. We're not boosting anything down there. We're doing tiny cleanup moves only when needed. That's how you keep old school weight. Fourth automation. Utility gain for drop drama. This one is deceptively powerful. Automate utility gain so that in the last eighth note or last quarter note before the drop, you dip the sub by 1 to 2 dB, then right on the downbeat, return to 0. You didn't add any bass, but the drop feels bigger. Your ear loves contrast. And for classic ragga stop time energy, do a hard cut. Automate utility gain all the way down for 1 beat, then slam it back in exactly on the 1. That rewind vibe, without destroying your mix. Now let's talk arrangement approach, because automation is only useful if the structure gives it a job. A super reliable template. Intro. Around 000 to 032. Filter drums, teaser vocal effects, and keep the sub calm. Lower saturation drive, lighter ducking. Build 032 to 104, bring in break layers, sirens, maybe hint the sub in and out. Drop A, full sub and drums, vocal chops, edits. Then an 8-bar switch up. Increase sidechain a touch, add fills, do a stop time moment. Drop B. Keep the same sub notes, but change the intensity with automation. Slightly more drive, slightly stronger ducking, and let your mid layers do the variation. That's the old school truth. Stability below, variation above. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If your sub is stereo, it will feel impressive in headphones and disappear everywhere else. Keep it mono with utility width at zero. If you saturate too hard, the sub turns into fuzz and you lose the fundamental. Back the drive down and level match. If sidechain release is too long, you get that seasick pumping. Keep it in that 60 to 120 millisecond zone, then fine-tune by ear. If you don't high-pass around 20 to 30 Hz, you're wasting headroom and your master will suffer. And don't do wild EQ boosts on a sub with automation. Your automation should be small and intentional. Drive, ducking, tiny low-mid cuts, and controlled gain moves. Mini practice, 15 minutes. Build the sub track and chain exactly like we did. Write a 2-bar pattern in F. Arrange 16 bars. 8 bars break, 8 bars drop. Automate saturator drive so the break is around plus 2 dB and the drop is around plus 5 dB. Automate sidechain threshold so the break ducks less and the drop ducks more. Automate that low mid dip only during the busiest vocal phrase. Then export a test bounce and listen on headphones and on laptop speakers. On the laptop you won't hear 50 Hz, but you should still sense the bass because of the harmonics you added. One last coach move, mono check early. Even if your sub is mono, other tracks can throw low stereo energy into the mix and mask it. Every so often, put a utility on the master temporarily, set width to 0, and confirm the kick still punches and the sub still reads. Recap. Operator gives you the pure old-school sine or triangle foundation. Your glue chain is EQ8, saturator, compressor, glue compressor, utility. Then sidechain compression at the end to carve space for the drums. And automation is your control system. Drive for intensity, sidechain amount for groove and clarity, tiny low mid safety cuts for dense vocal moments, and utility gain dips for drop impact and rewinds. If you tell me your BPM, whether you're doing break heavy jungle or a cleaner two-step roller, and what key you're in, I can suggest a tight sub rhythm and a sidechain release target that locks perfectly to your groove.